From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it cannot yet confirm an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike near the town of al-Shaddadi Friday targeted Georgian national Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shushani, or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of the policy called leadership decapitation as a way of defeating the IS group.
Really, since around 2008, we've been heavily reliant on drones as a cornerstone of counterterrorism strategy. And we've used them in all of the major terrorism hotspots, and yet, there continues to be a big terrorism problem in Iraq and in Syria, in Somalia, and in Afghanistan and in Yemen.
The latest news follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed IS official Amir al-Absi, also known as Abu el-Athir. U.S. officials told VOA they have not been able to confirm al-Absi's death. The U.S. government has added to the sanctions against the Lord's Resistance Army and the African rebel group's leader, Joseph Kony. The Treasury Department says the financial sanctions announced Tuesday are in response to the U.S.-designated terrorist group's targeting of civilians in the Central African Republic. The department says that since December 2013, the group has killed, kidnapped, displaced, or committed sexual violence against hundreds of CIR residents, as well as looting or destroying civilian property. It also accused the group of trading in illicit diamonds and illegal elephant ivory to generate revenue. Kony is also wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's arrival in Israel Tuesday was overshadowed by more violence involving Palestinian attackers. An American was stabbed to death and a dozen Israelis wounded as a man ran down the boardwalk of the port city Jaffa attacking people before being shot dead. A short distance away, Mr. Biden was meeting former Israeli President Shimon Peres, who condemned Tuesday's violence and said successful peace talks are the only answer.
Terror leads to nowhere. Neither to the Arabs nor to us. And the Arabs and us, the majority of the people, know there is no alternative to the two-state solution, which was supported and initiated by you, and we shall follow with all our strength and dedication to make from it a new reality, a reality of peace and hope for all the people here.
The U.S. Vice President is to meet Wednesday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A new public opinion survey released in Washington Tuesday shows nearly half of Israeli Jews say Arabs should be expelled or transferred from Israel. The poll released by the Pew Research Center also shows about 80% of Israeli Arabs say there's a lot of discrimination against Muslims in Israeli society. In U.S. presidential politics, New York real estate developer Donald Trump added at least two more states to his column of Republican Party presidential primary victories, winning Mississippi and Michigan in state elections Tuesday.
This was an amazing evening, and to get these kind of numbers where they call them immediately is just something very special. So I want to thank the public. I want to thank the people of Michigan. I want to thank the people of Mississippi. And it is such a great honor.
Rival Senator Ted Cruz has appeared to have won the Idaho primary. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took Mississippi, but lost Michigan to rival Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Voters also went to the polls in the Pacific Island state of Hawaii. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed Wednesday on state-controlled media that the North has successfully miniaturized nuclear warheads to be placed on intercontinental ballistic missiles. He emphasized they are thermonuclear warheads. That follows an earlier claim by Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test involved a hydrogen weapon. Risk management consultant and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls it a potentially ominous development.
If it is true that the North Koreans have actually miniaturized nuclear warheads, then this becomes a potential game changer for the countries not only in East Asia, but also for the countries in and around the Pacific Rim, and that includes the United States as well as Russia.
Layton says the Kim statement may be a reaction to recently expanded international sanctions. Nigeria and Switzerland have announced agreement to return hundreds of millions of dollars in public funds stolen by former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha.
That's the latest world news from VOA.